Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hey friends, welcome back. We are on episode 3 of the All or Something Living podcast. And in this episode, we are going to discuss meditation. Before I get started, I just want to apologize for the audio quality at this point. I'm using GarageBand, and to be honest with you, I think it sounds really echoey, and maybe you've noticed that from your end as well. I've been looking at a few tutorials on how to fix that. Haven't found anything extremely helpful yet, so if you have any ideas, let me know. I just want it to sound a little bit more, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to take that echo sound away. I've tried a few different ways of doing it, but for now, I think that done is better than perfect, which is why I am continuing to record, even though I don't have perfect audio yet. But as I get going, I know for sure that the sound quality is going to get even better, and just the quality in general of this podcast. And my vision is hopefully eventually to get some interviews on here and just to continue building up. So if you are with me from day one, from the beginning, then I am so excited and I think that's so awesome. And thank you so much for supporting me, especially it's not easy to support somebody when maybe you don't understand their vision or you're not sure where they're going. But I think having support from the beginning has really kept me going. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I am really looking forward to seeing where this goes. Frankie. And there Frankie is just doing all of her like sage burning meditation. And it just seems like she knows exactly what she's doing. And I think sometimes entering into a more spiritual world or exploring a more spiritual side of yourself can be intimidating because you don't know where to start. You don't know what it all means. And if you are not a very spiritual woo-woo person to begin with, then you might feel like it's not for you. I honestly believe, and I know from my research, that meditation is for everybody. I just think that everybody has different ways of approaching meditation that works for them. So what's really important for you is to find your own personal version of meditation. So during this episode, we're going to cover some very common perceptions that I hear people having about meditation, the actual realities of your meditation practice. Then I'm going to give you some meditation tips if you are a beginner and maybe you've never even meditated before, or maybe you've tried it before and you felt like it didn't really work for you and you're interested in trying it again, but maybe from a different approach this time. And then I'm going to go over some more advanced ways that you can meditate once you're a little bit more seasoned with it. And then I am actually at the end going to take you through a guided meditation that I wrote, which combines all of my favorite forms of meditation. It's also something that comes from my upcoming membership program that's in the works. It's one of the monthly bonuses that we have is this guided meditation. So you're getting a sneak peek of that, which is awesome. And you are going to experience quite a few forms of meditation all in one. So let's dive into this episode and start with the common perceptions that people have of meditation, which oftentimes these perceptions are incorrect. So the first perception that I hear people say is that you should be able to sit like a Buddhist monk on top of a mountain for at least an hour while you have no thoughts running through your mind whatsoever. And so many people say that I can't get myself to stop thinking. I just have a million thoughts and I'm too impatient to meditate or to sit that long without any thoughts. The other perception is that in order for meditation to count or to make a difference, it has to last for a long time. People's definition of a long time depends. It can be 20 minutes for some. Some people think that an hour or more. or if you know some Buddhist monks meditate all day long. And I don't know what's up with our society and thinking that like things have to count or things have to be a certain way in order to quote unquote count. You can't just do something and it just counts. And I think that's also where I developed my concept of all or something living, because I feel like everything counts. Every step that we take, every teeny tiny inch that we budge, I believe that that counts. Then the last one that I hear a little bit less often is that it will interfere with religious beliefs. So if you are really active in a Christian church or any other kind of church or religious community that doesn't practice meditation or feels like any other sort of practices might interfere with your connection to God or whatever it is that you believe in, all of these reasons, all of these perceptions, all the reasons that people choose to not meditate or do something that, in general, do anything that they think might better their lives, it's usually resistance coming from a place of fear. Of fear as in, what if this is too difficult? What if I fail? Or the other way, which is the way that I usually go, is what if this turns out really good? Like some of us sabotage ourselves and we think that if something is too good or it's too easy, then it's not real. Speaking of real, let's get into the actual realities when it comes to meditation. Now, before I dive into this, I want to throw out a disclaimer there that I am by no means a meditation expert. And maybe that will help you actually relate to me a little bit more when I'm talking about this, because I mean, I've read a lot of books on meditation. I've read a lot of articles. Some of them feel really inaccessible to me even at this point, and I've been meditating for about 3 years. I don't actually really dive deep into this practice. I keep it really simple for myself, and maybe one day in the future I will actually go further into the meditation practice and learn even more about it. But for now, I'm kind of a novice just like you are. So novice to novice, I hope that, you know, you feel like I kind of understand where you're coming from, especially if you do feel resistance to meditation or you feel confused about the practice to begin with. All right, now that that disclaimer is complete, let's go into the realities of meditation as I know it and as other novices might know it as well. So, first of all, when you're doing a meditation, you can choose to sit, stand, run, or do pretty much anything except drive or operate heavy machinery. Although there are certain forms of meditation that you can incorporate into your driving experience. I can't tell you how many times I've done a guided meditation where they're like, sit up straight with your legs crossed, or sit up in a chair with your legs firmly planted on the ground. And most of those times I'm actually lying down because I prefer to lie down in meditation. And to be even more transparent, I actually often fall asleep during meditation. And guess what? Even that counts. So that is the first reality. If you have time to sit, stand, run, if you have time to take a walk around the block or drive your car, then that means that you have time for meditation. That's also what I meant in the beginning when I said you have to tailor it to fit your lifestyle. Whether you don't feel like you have time at all, whether you have 1 to 5 minutes to dedicate, whether you're somebody who has a lot of leisure time and you want to dive in and you want to dedicate an hour to meditation or more, this practice will work for you. Reality number two is that your thoughts actually don't stop. Like they just don't. That's not how our brains work. So that's not actually the idea of meditation. The idea is actually to just start to slow down your thoughts and then eventually be able to select the thoughts that you listen to. In other words, you're kind of training yourself to act as an outside observer. And the way that I view meditation, especially when it comes to observing my thoughts, it's almost like I'm an outsider looking in and I'm watching my thoughts float by as a cloud. And so I can see them like a cloud, like separate clouds. Like one thought is going by in one cloud, another thought's going by in another cloud, and I can pull one of those clouds in and decide to focus on that. Or if there's one cloud that's flying by that doesn't serve me, I'll either push it away or just let it continue to float away. And that's been a huge help in my life because I used to suffer, and I mean, I still suffer from anxiety, but I used to have like racing thoughts all the time. I used to have really repetitive, obsessive thoughts. You can ask my fiance Jason, because I would always explain to him about my repetitive, obsessive thoughts because they often revolved around feeling like he was cheating or he was thinking something, or even in like friendships, I would constantly be overanalyzing and judging myself in interactions. It was exhausting. It was emotionally exhausting to be continually like feeling like I didn't have control over my thoughts. So meditation really helped me feel like I was in control. And honestly, I feel like a mom sometimes, like arguing in my head with myself, because a thought will come by and it'll want to stick around and I will notice it and I'll just tell the thought, like, and I'll kind of tell myself, no, Lauren, we're not having this conversation right now. And so drop it. And it works. When in the past I would try to say that to myself, but then like the thought would be like, no, we are going to think about this and we are going to think about this until 3 o'clock in the morning, whether you like it or not. So it's honestly really empowering for me to feel now like I'm in charge of my thoughts. I'm in charge of the ones that I focus on. Another reality is that meditation can be effective, and I've kind of already brushed over this, but meditation can be effective when it's done even just for 1 minute, even just for 30 seconds. No amount of time is too small, even 1 second. If you take in one deep breath and that's your meditation, that is enough, my friend. Then the last reality I'll cover is that it doesn't actually interfere with your religious beliefs because it can be tailored to fit your lifestyle. So you're not actually concentrating on any outside source outside of the God that you believe in. That's not the point always. Sometimes it's just, and most of the time, this is what I use it for, is to tap into my body, to really breathe deeply and feel what my body is feeling and to relax my body limb by limb. That is definitely not a religious practice. It's more like a relaxation practice. If you want to get into more spiritual forms of meditation, then that's up to you, but you don't have to. All right, so getting into the fun, actionable part of this episode. A few options to meditate for beginners, especially if you're somebody who has never done this before at all, or maybe you've tried it a little bit and, like I said before, you didn't think that it worked for you. We are going to go into the first part of meditation, which is really the foundation of meditation, and this is connecting to your breath. So doing breathing exercises alone without the meditation part, like if you're not interested in the meditation part of this episode and you just want to try out the breathing part, then that is awesome. And I'm still so glad that you're here because you're going to get something from this episode. So we're going to talk about two types of breathing counts, which they're really similar. The breathing counts that you do don't really necessarily matter, but to be honest with you, I do different meditation counts depending on how I'm feeling or whatever. I like to rotate between them. So what I mean by that is when you're connecting to your breath and you're doing meditation or breathing counts, I'm going to take you through the two favorite ones that I have. But first, we're going to talk about breath and how to get your fullest breath. So when I talk about breathing, some people laugh, some people roll their eyes and they're like, you know, I breathe every day. I have to breathe to live. And that's true. However, the reason that so many of us are stressed and so many of us are kind of in fight or flight mode all day long without realizing it is because we are taking such shallow breaths throughout the day. We're not breathing from our bellies, but instead we're breathing from our chest. That doesn't give your body the ability to go into relaxation mode. Like, have you ever been in a panic or have you ever been really stressed and you've just taken like one or two deep breaths and suddenly you feel transformed and you feel like a whole new person? That is the secret to feeling and being super zen, is your breath. It's so simple. So here's a good way to start. You can put one hand, if you're not driving and you're not doing anything else right now, then you can join me. Put one hand on your chest and put one hand on your belly. You can do this lying down too. That's really makes it a lot more simple. But you want to take a deep breath. As you're breathing in, notice which hand rises. Is it the chest, the hand that's on your chest, or is it the hand that's on your belly? Ideally, you want the hand that's on your belly, resting on your belly, to be the one that rises up as you're breathing in. And as you're breathing in, imagine that you are inflating. Imagine that you're inflating a balloon using your belly. Like your belly is a balloon and you're inflating it using your breath. So you want to push that belly out. You want to breathe really deep in the belly as much as you can. And then that's how you can get that hand that's resting on your belly to expand, to rise up or to rise out, depending on whether you're lying or you're sitting. And then as you exhale, you want to imagine that you are letting all the air out of that balloon. So you're going to exhale and you're going to push that air out, which means that the hand that's on your belly is actually going to lower now. It's going to rise down and it's going to relax. So the in-breath is the expansion, and then the out-breath is the contraction. So practice that as we go through the breathing exercises. If you need to pause this or you need to come back to it and you need to practice, first of all, just being able to breathe from your belly in the first place, go ahead and do that. If you feel like you're ready to move into, you've got your belly breath down and you're ready to move into the actual breath count, then let's get started. So this first one that I'm going to take you through is the 4-4-4, and I got this one from one of my favorite yoga instructors. She taught this at the end of a class, and so here is how we do it. We are going to breathe in. Actually, honestly, I think this is the 4-4-4-4. So how it works is you breathe in, and then you breathe in for four counts. I'll explain it and then I'll guide you through it. So you breathe in for four counts. You hold at the top of the breath, which is what it's called, holding at the top of the breath for four counts. And holding at the top of the breath means just pausing after that inhale. Then after that four count pause, then you're going to let your breath out for four counts. And then you're going to pause at what they call the bottom of the breath, which is just a pause after the exhale for four counts. So if you're ready, let's go through it together, okay? So we're going to breathe in for four. Pause for four. Exhale for four. And then pause again for four. We're going to do that two more times. Ready? Breathe in for four. Pause for four. Exhale for four. And pause again for four. One more time. Breathe in for four. Pause for four. Exhale for four. And pause once again. And I hope you feel like a million bucks, because I certainly do. And isn't that just awesome? Because we always are searching for ways to make ourselves healthier and to feel better. And that is just such a simple way to make that happen. So I'm going to explain the 4-6-7 breath count to you. And we're just going to do one round of that instead of three this time, because it's so much similar to the one that we just did, just with a different amount of counting. So with the 4-6-7, we're actually not going to pause at the bottom of the breath. We're only going to pause at the top of the breath. So as we inhale, that count is going to be four. As we pause at the top of the breath, that is going to be for six. And as we exhale, that's going to be for seven. So this one is a little bit more intense in the exhale. So really practice pushing that belly, letting all of the air out of that belly, and imagining that you are deflating that balloon for real. So, are you ready? We're going to breathe in for four. Pause for six. And then exhale for 7. I actually was just watching the timer on my GarageBand app or whatever it's called for this when I was doing the count. And I noticed that I was definitely not doing like the actual second count, but I was counting in my head. So I don't count 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, whatever. If you, whatever count works for you, because sometimes you might feel like this is too much. So if you need to cut the count a little bit short, that's totally fine. So the other option, apart from breathing, or actually an extension of breathing, once you have the breathing down, then going into actual guided meditations is great if you're a beginner. Going through guided meditations is how I found my favorite styles of meditation, and it's how I'm now able to meditate with or without a guided audio. I'm going to promote one and only one meditation app. It's the only one that I use and that I've ever really been interested in using, and this is the Insight Timer app. I'm not an affiliate for this app, although I should be because I promote it so often, but I know that there are other kinds out there, and if you've already found one that you're interested in trying, go for it. I just find that this one has the most variety, and I think it's just the most user-friendly, and it's the one that is free for the longest amount of time. Like when I first started using this app, it was 100% free, which I knew it was eventually going to go into some sort of paid app. And now it is, there's like courses that they offer for a price, or there's more advanced audios that you can pay for, but there are still like thousands and thousands of guided audios for free from different people that upload them. And then they have a little community option so you can message people. It shows you who meditated at the same time as you did, and you can send them a little message saying, "Thanks for meditating with me." And they have guided meditations for everything, from if you want to practice mindful eating, there's one for that. If you're experiencing stress or trauma, they have one for that. If you are just wanting to feel happier, they have one for that. So there's a meditation for that. And then if you're a little bit more seasoned in the meditation area, or maybe you have been practicing it for a little bit and you want to go a little bit further into your practice, then your options are meditating for a little bit longer amount of time. So practicing improving that concentration. So maybe instead of 10 minutes, now you do 15 minutes. Instead of 15, maybe 20. You can set a goal to build up as you go. Another option is to meditate without a guided audio. So using the breath, which is the biggest anchor in meditation, and what an anchor means in meditation is just the focus point. It's the point that you go back to when you notice that maybe you've become distracted or your thoughts are all over the place. You bring yourself back to your anchor. So it's often reminding yourself to focus on the breath. Other anchor options can include affirmations. For example, you breathe in and you think, "I am doing awesome," or "I am worthy of success." Or another kind of wordplay meditation that I like to do and use as an anchor is, "I am breathing in positivity and I'm exhaling negativity." And you can tailor that for anything that you're wanting to bring in more of and that you're wanting to release more of. So you can bring in something that you want and you can exhale something that you don't want. Another option is to meditate during activities such as walks, lifting weights, at work, etc. I really love to quote unquote meditate while lifting weights. And really, I call it meditation. It's also a form of mindfulness, and that is just focusing on the muscle that I'm working, paying attention to the exercise that I'm doing. So if I'm, say, doing bicep curls, I am focusing on the motion. I'm really feeling into the muscle. I'm breathing as I'm going, and I'm just staying relaxed, and I am in the moment. Some options for when you're out walking is to challenge yourself to pay attention to nature, to look at the trees, to look at the flowers, to find one beautiful thing or to find one inspiring thing, or give yourself a little scavenger hunt as you're going, so it forces you to be really present and focused on that walk. When you're at work, you can meditate by relaxing into whatever it is you're doing and paying attention. So maybe if you are working on a spreadsheet, I don't know what you do for work, but if you're working on something, maybe you're checking email, then you can actively focus on relaxing your muscles as you're doing it. So you can and you can do this simultaneously. Maybe you're working on a project. You can say to yourself, okay, relax your feet, which I'm doing it right now as I'm saying it. Relax your calves and go all the way up your body. And that is called a body scan. Another good one for work, home, play, whatever it is something that I learned from Brendon Burchard. And this is the act of transitions. So when you're transitioning from one task to the next, say you're going from work and you're getting into your car, then you're going to sit down in your car. You're going to take a few deep breaths. I don't remember the practice exactly, so forgive me, Brendon, if you so happen to be listening to this and I get it wrong. But you just breathe, you take a few deep breaths, and then you say to yourself for a few seconds, release, release, release. You're releasing the tension. So it's release tension, set intention. So you relax your body, you release the tension that you're feeling from the task before, and then you set an intention of how you want to go into the next thing, the next activity. So you're releasing tension, say from work, and then you're setting intention. On this drive home, I want to stay patient with other drivers and not have road rage, especially if you live in, I can't even say Las Vegas, because if you live in heavier trafficked cities, then you're probably laughing at me right now. But you get the idea. There are so many ways that you can bring meditation. Really, when I'm talking meditation, breathing, mindfulness, I kind of package them all together into a package deal. So I almost use them, I almost say the words interchangeably, meaning that it's all the same to me and it's all integrated and intertwined. And I hope I said that gracefully, because I have no idea. Sometimes I don't make any sense at all. And then another option that you have is to research deeper into the practice and advance further. So maybe you can take a meditation class. Maybe you can do an eat, pray, love thing where you show up and do a silent retreat or something, or whatever you want to do. If you get into this and you find that, wow, I really love meditation, maybe I want to dive deeper into it, maybe I want to eventually teach it, then educate yourself. That is the best way to improve and in your life and in your happiness. All right, so now the moment you've all been waiting for, where I take you through my personally written guided meditation. Again, if you're driving right now, you can pause this, and once you get somewhere where you actually have space to relax, then you can go through it with me. I would love to have you along. But if you are in a place right now where you are able to pause, I believe this audio is less than 5 minutes. So find a space to just relax and get some alone time. As I said before, you can choose to sit, you can choose to lie down, whatever feels most comfortable for you. So let's get started. Start this meditation by finding a place where you feel comfortable. It doesn't have to be completely silent, but silence will help you relax and focus. You can sit or lie in any position that feels comfortable to you. Begin by taking a moment to settle in. Notice yourself within the space. The points of contact where your body is supported by the ground or by something else like a chair or a bed. Let out a deep sigh and allow a smile to come across your face. What's one thing you're grateful for right now? Hold that thought in your mind for a moment as you feel the gratitude radiate through your body, as if the warm sun was flooding your insides. Now I'm going to guide you through three breath cycles. On the inhale, you'll count to four. Pause at the top of the breath for six, and release the breath for a count of eight. So let's inhale for four. Hold for six. And exhale for eight. Inhale for four. Hold for six. Exhale for eight. Inhale again for four. Hold for six. And exhale for eight. We'll end this meditation by relaxing each body part from head to toe. In meditation, we call this a body scan. Start at the top of your head and relax your skull and temples. Relax your forehead. Relax your jaw. Relax all the muscles in your face. Relax your neck, front and back. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest. Relax your belly. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs. Relax your knees, ankles, and shins. Relax your feet and toes. Now take one more moment to reflect on something you're grateful for. And whenever you're ready, you can either fall into a deep sleep or you can get up and move forward with your day. All right, my friend, we have reached the end of this meditation episode. I hope you are feeling super relaxed. But before I let you go, let's talk about the all or something takeaway from this episode. So remember that meditating for just 1 minute is totally okay. 20 minutes is just fine. Once a week is great. More than that is also great. Any time that you pause to practice is awesome. If you found this episode to be useful, I would love it if you would share it with a friend. I would also love if you would take a moment out to leave a review, leave me a comment, let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, if there's anything that you would like to be improved. If you have any episode requests, you can email me at lauren.m.kepler@gmail.com. or check out my website at laurenkepler.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Lauren M. Kepler. I'm on Facebook as Lauren Kepler. And if you are a lady that is looking for empowerment and like-minded women, then join my Facebook group called Habit Builders Society. And the last thing I would love to tell you today is that you are enough and you are doing enough. All right, take care. Until next week.